B-Pod Studios.
WMKS Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Mani, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1. Halloween Freak Week.
Don't be scared.
Gosh, that's scary. So, we had a member of the radio family reach out to us and say that she thinks her house is haunted. More specifically, a room. This house has been passed through her family for generations, which is great because she doesn't have a mortgage, but it comes with a ghost.
Like everything in life.
Yeah.
There's a catch.
There's side effects.
There's this one room where I believe it was like her grandmother or great-grandmother died. She died in the room, and all these weird things happen, like the bed shakes, the lights turn on and off, really spooky stuff. So she asked if we could come out and see for ourselves.
No, not entirely true, Roy. We asked her if we could bring the Ouija board over, and she said, I'm not going in the room.
I know.
Yeah, that's fair.
But if you'd like to, you can. And in fact, she was so serious about it, she doesn't want her name on the radio, and she wants her voice disguised for her family and, like, neighbors, because the house is so popular. People know, so many people know about it. So we took some audio, Loren, while we were there. There's video as well. And these are the highlights. And each one of us heard something but has a different take on what we think it was. Listen to this.
For the sake of our show, because we go to haunted houses year after year and nothing ever happens.
Please, do something.
Yeah, is there a question here, Manny?
No, you're supposed to, it says you're supposed to just try and make contact and be patient, Loren.
So just for the record, we're back live. That is us doing the Ouija board. We're having our hands on the little thing that moves around the Ouija board.
Yeah, we're sitting on the floor. There's candles lit. It's really dark. There's only us, a bed, and two nightstands in this room that looks like it hasn't been touched in a long time.
Well, you know, Sarah says that something happens at least 3-4 times a week in here.
Mm-hmm. Last time she was in here.
Oh, what was that?
I felt that came from behind me.
That noise kind of sounded like it was back there.
Where?
She's downstairs.
Okay, so that's the first piece of audio you're going to hear that had a noise in it. Now, the person who owns the house, she doesn't want her name on there. She was in the house. She was downstairs. She said, I'm not coming upstairs. You guys go in the room. I believe that was her doing something.
No way. Dude, that came from the second story right behind you.
I felt it on the ground. If it was her, she hits, like, the ceiling.
Yeah, she would have had to, like, broom the ceiling.
I don't think she did that. I think she might have just closed the door to, like, the garage or something like that.
I felt it.
Okay. And she said she didn't. When we asked her afterwards, she said she was just sitting there.
That wasn't a garage closed.
Yeah, she was cleaning up. The next piece of audio is something we all agree we know what happened, but the reason why it happened is where we differ. Listen to this, y'all.
Is that you?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that is.
I'm pointing it to the yes.
Give us a sign if you want us to leave.
So, just so you know what's happening, we're in the Ouija board, and Manny is specifically moving the little plastic, what do you call it, planchette? Whatever.
What'd you say?
Planchette.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's what it's called.
Okay.
But you're moving it around pretending.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Yes. I was bored. We'd been in there for about an hour at this point. And I was bored. I was trying to move it just to goof around, and then something. Okay, just listen.
Oh, that is.
I'm pulling it to the yes.
Give us a sign if you want us to leave.
Look, it's
yes. Stop pulling it.
Roy's fingers are like so heavy on here.
Okay.
Nope.
Yeah, I'm done.
Nope.
All right. Thanks.
You meant to close this thing?
I'm not touching it.
How does this?
By the way, we did not close that Ouija board, so if there's something about leaving a portal open, I wouldn't go into that room.
Loren, explain to everyone what that noise was and what happened behind my back while I was sitting on the floor.
So there's a closet. We're kind of sitting in a triangle, and Manny's the point of the triangle, and behind Manny there's this closet. And that noise that you hear is the closet slamming shut. Now, it wasn't completely open.
No, it was cracked.
But it was open.
Now, I think, because I come from a scientific standpoint, that the air conditioning, Monday night it was rather warm, and the air conditioning came on, and just like multiple homes, if you have a door halfway open, the air comes on, it blows the door closed. That's what I think happened.
No way. No way. We were in that room for over an hour, and the air had come on multiple times, and it didn't slam then.
It's true. How do you explain the fact that we were in there and that we did? I remember we even made comments. We don't have the audio, but we made comments because we would hear a noise, and we're like, oh, that's just the air kicking on and off.
The door definitely slammed. I know that the closet door slammed. Here it is again, you guys. And you can hear, we pack up and leave. Because my heart did drop. Like, I'm not lying. I was scared.
Because we said, give us a sign. And then there was a sign.
Yeah.
But the more I thought about it, like on the ride home, and then at night when I was explaining it to my wife, I said, you know, maybe it was the air conditioning closing the door. But listen.
Stop pulling it.
Roy's fingers are like so heavy on here.
Okay.
Nope.
Yeah,
wrap
I'm
it up.
Done.
Nope. That's a heavy slam, too,
it
by
is.
The way.
You're
that's
right.
Not a normal.
It was really, really loud inside that room when that door slammed. So there's the audio. We wanted to play it for you guys. Whatever you say, believe it, don't believe it. I still think there's some sort of a scientific explanation. It's mm-mm. easy to say, no. Meemaw slammed the door. Because that's what the owner of the home says. She doesn't want anybody in that room.
Listen, if that had been the only thing that happened, I might be able to get down with it. But the other, like drop was, I mean, it was a thud. I heard it.
I know you did. I was in there. That so something could have fallen out of the closet?
I'm telling you, there's something weird with it. Just simply because I remember hearing the air kick on and off, there may be another scientific fact behind it, but I don't know what it is.
Well, scared the crap out of us. We went downstairs. We told her, thank you very much.
It's haunted. Don't ever invite us back.
Did you return the Ouija board to Amazon?
I think I set it on fire.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Lorenz Show.
Hey, we have one used Ouija board for sale if anybody wants it.
Yeah.
Anyway,
oh, man.
It was totally a strange moment, man. Just really, really odd. The whole thing. There was even like a weird smell in the room.
Stale.
Yeah,
stale.
Kind of strange.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.